Where do we belong? We're not wanted in Europe, we're not wanted in America, we're not wanted in Asia. If we don't love ourselves in Africa, it's just like really mind-blowing. It's so bad.
Hundreds of thousands of Zimbabweans live in South Africa. Joseph Tafana is one of them.
Zimbabwe was going through a crisis whereby there was no food on the shelves. Inflation was really bad. There was nothing like basic commodities and all that stuff. I mean, the shops were like empty. There was no money on the ATMs and all that stuff. So it was really, really bad.
It was 2008, and Joseph and his wife decided it was time to leave for a better future. Using illegal channels, the couple paid smugglers to enable them to make the trip to South Africa on a goods train. They were locked into a container on the train with about 50 other people. The heat was unbearable, and their first attempt nearly cost them their lives.
We were delayed for almost an hour in the searing heat of Beitbridge, which is like 42 degrees Celsius outside. So then, yeah, women started to faint, and we were fanning them using their tops. We started using our own tops, and we got so wet, and they were also getting so soggy wet with sweat. So it just happened. Coincidentally, that one of the railway men was actually checking the trucks and all that stuff. Then he heard us banging the doors and knocking and screaming and all that stuff. Then he untied the doors of the goods train. Then we all jumped out and pulled those people who fainted.
They finally made it to the refugee camp in Messina, where they spent 2 weeks before being granted asylum. When the Zimbabwean exemption permit was introduced by the South African Home Affairs Minister in 2009, they jumped at it, and they've been in the country ever since. Joseph grabbed every opportunity that he could. He studied at the Cape Wine Academy, learning every aspect of the wine business. He became the head sommelier at one of the finest restaurants in Cape Town, where he worked for 7 years. And in 2015, he started his own business, producing wines and bottling them under the label Mossy.
Since I arrived in South Africa, I think I've done quite a lot for the economy of South Africa. I did quite a lot for South Africans in general. I did quite a lot for Zimbabweans in general, my family, to say the least. If I want manpower, I always look for people who are quite close to me. I get people to go and to help me in the vineyards, mainly those guys who stand by the robots or any. I don't look at like nationality when I'm actually taking the casuals.
But that's not the case for some South Africans who do make a point of identifying the nationality of foreigners and make it clear to them that they should return to their home countries. Operation Dudula, a movement that has garnered support across the country, is calling for the removal of all foreigners from South Africa. Its tentacles are spreading. Anti-foreigner sentiments are rising, and an explosion of xenophobic violence is potentially imminent. Protests against foreigners are getting more vociferous as the movement gathers power. Joseph has chosen to live in the suburbs of Cape Town, away from the potential of xenophobic attacks in the townships.
In townships, that's where all these things really sprout and happen. So I decided to find somewhere where it's peaceful, where it's secure, and also where I can actually be free to do whatever I want to do. You know, I can walk to the nearest shopping center if I want to. You know, so that was actually like my total decision, to be honest. But then again, not everyone really in the townships is bad, because you find out that these Zimbabweans are actually camping on other South Africans who are very friendly, who are very kind. And they also don't want to see these Zimbabweans going, purely because these guys are paying rent and they are surviving on that rent. You know, it's a situation of an egg and a chicken, you know. So some really want us, or Zimbabweans or illegal people, to go back, some don't.
Joseph wants to stay in South Africa, and he's applied for a business permit as the December deadline for new permits looms. About 180,000 Zimbabweans on the Zimbabwean exemption permit have until the end of the year to migrate to other permits, but there are no guarantees. And until Joseph gets a business permit, if indeed he does, he must face other challenges.
It's quite worrisome, to be honest. I mean, running a business and skating on like really thin ice like that is very, very, it's like a hairy moment or nerve-wracking in a way, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, you know. So I just wish that probably the government will come up with a plan, because it's really affecting us hugely. Me personally, because last month I was actually involved in a fatal accident and my car was financed. Luckily, I had insurance. Then I was paid off. Now for me to go, I went to Ford recently. I wanted to buy another car getting financed. They said, we can't finance you because your permit is expired. So from now until probably they manage to give us another permit, that's when I can actually be able to get another car. And my business really needs me to travel. And I need to carry my wines. It's a whole lot more. Like, that's like a drop in an ocean. There's so many people out there being affected.
And he believes it shouldn't be this way.
We are Africans. We live in Africa, you know. So we should actually hold an African passport. So it really rips my heart apart when I see a fellow African really trying to attack another African. It's so sad. But I think the government should be able to really smell the coffin, do something. Xenophobia was bad, I think, in 2008-09, thereabout. Like, many people were affected. I wouldn't want to say I was lucky not to be affected, but then again, some people lost their families and their loved ones. Yes, I'm alive, but I've never also encountered such scenario. Recently, I've seen that Dudula came to Cape Town. I listened to what they were saying, to be honest. They want to get rid of illegal foreigners, right? If they actually really forging and trying to pass that to the government, pass that message to the government that illegal foreigners should leave, then fair enough. It has to be done in a proper possible manner without even killing or shooting or banning people. Because we have one Zimbabwean who died recently, I think last month, from Blawayo. The guy was banned in was it Benoni or somewhere else in Joburg. I think that's inhuman. I mean, no one deserves to die in that way, you know. It's just not right. It's just not right.
He's talking about Elvis Inyati, a Zimbabwean man who was assaulted and burnt to death in Diepsloot in April.
Where is then the spirit of Umuntu? I mean, we all know that during the armed struggle, these guys were helping each other. They were lieutenants and comrades coming from South Africa, going to Zimbabwe, vice versa. So now, why are we turning our back on each other now? I don't understand.
For now, Joseph has to play a waiting game, hopeful that despite all the challenges, he'll be granted a permit to stay in South Africa, the country that he once saw as the promised land. The story of Joseph Defana was produced by me, Catherine Rice, audio recording by Alyosha Kolstok, multimedia editors Charlene Root and Nokutule Manyati, editor-in-chief Adrian Besson. Music by Epidemic Sound.